Blog Talk Radio.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, love machine. Aw, 10-4 pig pen. For sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Taco Town. Yeah, we definitely got us the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a con.
Mac with a can on back and a Jaguar hauling ass. He's 10 on the floor, stroking bores, seat cover starting to gain. Now, Beaver, you a trucking with a rubber duck, and I'm about to pull a plug on your drain. Mexico on I-40 like a Texas lizard on glass. 1,000 pedals was mashing the metal and bears was walking the grass. We trucked all day and we trucked all night, Big Benny improving our style. We could tell by the smell we was heading for hell and the devil was Dirty Lyle.
Him on the show. Russell Virgil, how y'all doing, brother?
Oh, doing as well as you'd be expected. Kind of watching Newsmax and OAN and seeing what's going on. And there's definitely a battle going on. I'll just leave it at that.
Right, right. And I was just telling Virgil about Newsmax and they took PA took away Biden's vote. So did Georgia and some other states. So where it stands, Biden's right now at 259 electoral votes. We're gonna get into that here in a little bit. Virgil, I know you want to say something, so go right ahead, brother. Go for it.
Okay. This here election, this entire year, has been a strain on us all. We put up with lies. We put up with acts of violence. We put up with all kinds of just dirty tactics. Today, I've got several phone calls from several prominent people. One of them was the sheriff. And he's not pleased at all with what he is hearing from people. People are calling, wanting to know what he is going to do if they come in and start confiscating guns, start breaking in people's houses, start arresting people, things like this. People are wanting to know if a local law enforcement is going to cooperate with this tyranny. Also threatening phone calls and calling me, asking me if I knew anything about it. And we had a discussion, and I told the sheriff that we are trying to talk people down, but we cannot control everybody's every move. We can only talk to them, try to talk sense into them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, this goes out to everybody. Nobody is madder than me behind all this. All right, let me guarantee you that. But you have to keep a level head. Don't go off half-cocked, and don't go by what these media monstrosity, these whores, they're bought and paid for by the deep state, by the Democratic National Committee, by the left, by everybody, in every way, in every form. They're all a bunch of whores.
Exactly.
And the main whore is this Kamala Harris coming out with her. I mean, the media is just bending over to kiss her little toe left and right on every major media. Oh, the first black Asian, blah, 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 blah. Everywhere you hear, congratulations, Kamala, and all of this. And this is just put out there to get you pumped up to do something stupid.
Exactly.
Don't interrupt me, Joseph, please.
Go ahead.
Because I got a lot to say on this. Okay. Don't let this hype you up into doing something stupid. And for those out there, and I'm glad Derek is on here and here to hear this, for those out there who are making these threats to just arbitrarily go out, if Biden wins, they're just going to arbitrarily go out and start doing violent acts against black people in black neighborhoods, random acts of violence, and this, that, and the other in retaliation. Let me tell you assholes something right now. It's not only law enforcement that is not going to tolerate this. We are not going to tolerate this. You are not going to tarnish our position. You are not going to tarnish our reputation as decent Americans by going out and doing just arbitrary violent acts, harmful violent acts against people who have nothing to do with this. They have just as much right to vote for whoever they want to as you or I do. And just because they did not vote or may not have voted for the candidate that you wanted, that is not going to be tolerated. That is no different than what is going on now. That is the actions of a banana republic, and we are not going to tolerate with it. We will side with law enforcement And if we see something like that, we will help law enforcement put your asses under the fucking jail.
Yep.
Period.
And if I hear anybody,
I didn't name names this time, but if I hear of any further threats of this, I'm going to name names to law enforcement, and they are going to look into it. And trust me. You just think I'm just a simple class ACDL truck driver. I have a lot of friends in state police. I have a lot of friends in three sheriff's offices, and I will sick the dogs on your ass. Trust me, you are not going to perpetrate violence against other people for no reason, for something they had nothing to do with.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, Virgil and Russell, knows, we feel the same way because I'm getting the ass end of it. Not only you, me too. I talked to you about it earlier. Here in New Mexico, we're all getting the ass end of it. And here's the thing is why I brought Derek in here, because, you know, he's in the mix in the middle of all this up in New York. Jonathan Garcia is going to join us shortly up in Georgia and everything. And, you know, but the thing is, everybody needs to remain calm. Even General Flynn said the same thing yesterday. Remain calm. Just stand by. When it's given, it's given. Right now, it's not given. The order's not given. Okay?
All right.
Bank on
Here is the thing, people. Biden can come on television and he can pick his coronavirus task force. Kamala Harris can come on and she can talk la-di-da-di-da. Ifs and buts are going to be candy and nuts, and we're all going to have a racial harmony Merry Christmas, okay?
Mm-hmm.
These people have no authority right now. They have no authority. They have not been declared officially. They are candidates. They are still candidates. They are not president and vice president. They have no authority. Donald John Trump is still president of the United States and commander-in-chief of the armed forces. Period.
Exactly. And Derek, welcome to the show, brother. And I know you're getting a lot of it on your end with the same thing we're getting. And what is your message to everybody, or to all our listeners? Because everybody is pissed. And I talked to you about that earlier, what me and Virgil's going through right now. It's unbelievable, you know.
Thanks. I'm glad to be on your show tonight. I would just tell the people not to panic going about their daily life. But, yes, voice your opinion on what's going on. Fight. Help fight. If you see something, say something. That's the word in New York and throughout New York State. Election, in my opinion, and several more people, this has been a stolen election. It was set up from the beginning, which I knew, which President Trump continued to drill into the American people about this mail-in ballots scam during the pandemic. So all of this was expected on my side, and most of the people that I deal with, they knew this was coming down the line. They knew it was going to be a long, drawn-out battle. But people are panicking about, well, Biden said he's going to do this, he's going to take guns. You know, Biden can't do absolutely nothing. It'll take 2 or 3 years to get any policies in. Executive order won't do it. You know, the things that he really want to do would take the Congress, the Senate, have to approve it, and that's not going to happen. So I would just tell people not to be afraid about these silly socialist policies that's going. They think it's coming their way. It's not going to happen. It can't happen that fast. And furthermore, we the people won't stand for that to happen no way. So I would just tone it down a little bit and continue to I'll support President Trump. If you know anything, report that. If you've seen someone doing the voting, the polls, let it be known. No matter how simple it is, it can be overturned. Mm-hmm. President Trump was leading in the election, you know, with big margin. They say in six or seven states, they decided to shut the count now. All six states at the same time, which is unheard of. And come back a few hours later, and all the all the so-called mail-in ballots all went for one person, which was Biden, something that's unheard of. So, you know, there's a lot of fraud going on. We know fraud is going on, but back to that. So that's my opinion about everything that's going on.
Yeah, exactly. And, Derek, you and I, you know, we've been watching Twitter a lot. The mainstream media is not really reporting any of this that you and I are seeing. And, you know, PA just took away Biden's lead just now. It's confirmed it was taken away. You saw it, and I saw it. And this, you know, we talked about Operation Mockingbird. This is part of the media's plan in Operation Mockingbird to keep everybody in suspense and keep everybody confused.
Right.
You know.
Well, Russell,
right, so,
what's your take on this?
Well, right. I mean, I agree with most of it up to point. Right now, people just need to stay calm. Stay stage one. Stay ready to roll. I tell you what, I'm not for any violence against anyone for any reason, unless it's in self-defense. But if it does come to that, nobody's going to scare me into doing a monologue that I wouldn't normally do. I'll tell you that.
Right.
As far as the election, the evidence of fraud is just overwhelming. The computers don't glitch like that. That was a program that was run through. There's so many ties to these left-wing Democrat politicians and stuff. And I'm going to tell you right now, America, just don't sit there and go, oh, Democrats, Democrats. Have you heard one stinking Republican? Well, there's two or three, a handful of them. The rest of them are establishment. And they are just as guilty as what's happened to this country as the Democrats are, okay?
Yep.
Where is the Republican Party standing up for President Trump? Come on. I'll wait. That's what I thought. Okay, so I've been saying this all along, and it's the left wing and the right wing belong to the same bird. And, ladies and gentlemen, if you think this for lack of a better word, clusterfuck that you've witnessed since November the 3rd is going to fix itself, you're sadly mistaken. And I've said this all along, and I'm going to say it again. The only way to fix this kind of systemic corruption is a full reset. And by God, if that's what they want to push, that's what we'll give them, because it's our duty as U.S. citizens under the Constitution.
And we're seeing that hard reset right now, brother. I want to say hello to Rhonda.
You ain't seeing no hard reset, Joseph.
Well, it's going to happen. You know, after this
it
will happen.
Who's been arrested, Joseph? What has A.G. Barr done? Why is Comey still running around free? The rest of those. Oh, everybody's excited. Yes, the DOJ and the FBI are looking into the election fraud. Let me ask y'all a question. Are y'all members really that short, or have y'all gone into semi-retard mode? All right. Who instigated this coup in the first place? FBI and the DOJ. Hello out there.
You're absolutely right, Russell.
Derek, anything you want to add?
Yeah, just going back, piggybacking on what you said about the media, but, you know, the media been the enemy for a long time. Even before President Trump came into play, the media was brainwashing people. And in my community, we never once trust the media. I don't know where we came up with the last 3 or 4 years on trusting the media. The media been like that. The media is part of the deep state. The deep state didn't enlist the media into them. They are part of the deep state. Most of those people at the media don't work in government and so forth. So they're part of the deep state, and they all coordinate together. Like the social media platforms that censoring anything you say about fraud, they're censoring the president, tweet every one of them you say about fraud. So, you know, it's the whole thing is wrapped up. We're fighting against the rotten institutions of the United States of America that have been in place for a while. The only thing different is President Trump slipped in. We slipped him in the past 4 years, and they vowed to never let that shit happen again. As you can see, your vote means nothing. It's who they want into place. So they fix it up with all these mail-in ballots for the city election. And not only that, if you listen back what they were saying even before the election, telling Joe Biden not to concede and this or that, you will be sworn in as president January 2020. This was already before the election. They were setting you up for all of this then. So it's not a surprise if you was paying attention.
Right. Well, Derek, if you listen to what Russell said, okay, had these people been prosecuted, there's more than enough evidence to prosecute these people on every charge from unpaid parking tickets to espionage, okay? But no one has been prosecuted. And had these people been prosecuted prior to this, would this be taking place now? I'm going to answer that question for you. No. No.
Absolutely not. What happened is that they were dragging their feet, and now they've been emboldened. So that's why they tried the election theft, because they know, okay, well, nobody's not going to do anything. So this is why it's so important for the we the people to raise hell. We're being D.C. fired. I wish every single 80 million people, 100 million would attend and shut D.C. down. We'll be there on Saturday, and we plan to do just that because our voices has got to be heard. And, of course not. The Department of Justice haven't been doing what they've been doing. They've been dragging their feet. Every law enforcement up higher in D.C. have been dragging their feet. They don't want to do nothing. They're part of the problem. So we must tear this thing down and start it all the way up. We the people has the power. That's who has the power. So we must come together and tear this thing down.
And that's exactly what I just said. And don't tell me there's any good FBI agents or anyone good in the DOJ list. Because if you were a man with any integrity, would you sit there and let these crimes and nothing short of treason go on against the American people? I guarantee you, if that was a Republican senator, son, or vice president, son, you would not be able to turn on your TV without hearing about it. Mm-hmm. This is not fixable. It's ballot. President Trump can't do it himself. And no, I'm not blaming President Trump. He hasn't been able to find an honest man in 4 years in D.C. What does that tell you?
Right. And you're close to him, Derek. You're closer to him. You should know.
Say that again.
I said you're close to the president, so you should know, like the rest of us.
Oh, right. Right, and that's what I was saying. Like President Trump say, the swamp. And the swamp is deepening. Any of us knew how deep it was. The swamp been going on not just for 4 years. The swamp been now for 50, 60 years. And speaking from my community, we knew that. And we was yelling that out constantly that the justice system was screwed. But people refused to listen. The justice system been screwed. The same exact way that they sat President Trump up trying to do the coup, get him out of office. Black men already had experienced that, and poor white men had experienced that already. They would just make shit up and put on you, and then there you go. You in the can. So they tried on President Trump, but he was too strong. He fought back, and they couldn't do nothing. So that's why we're going to do the election coup. That's all
exactly.
This is, the election coup. That's what it is.
Hey, we got Jonathan Garcia on.
You
hey, Jonathan, are you there?
There.
It's Hurricane.
You see?
Oh,
Hurricane. You see? All right. Hey, Hurricane. You see, Derek, a bunch of people forget about this case. Okay. You ever heard of the Rosenberg case?
Right.
Derek? The Rosenberg case. The Rosenberg
right.
case was a married couple who had access to the Manhattan Project, and they were selling secret information from the Manhattan Project to the Russians. They were convicted,
right.
and they were executed. They were executed by electrocution. Okay,
mm-hmm.
this country, okay, Now, you're going to put a sailor on a nuclear submarine in prison, in military prison, because he took a photo in a certain part of a submarine and sent it to his family, and it was considered classified, so they court-martialed him. But you're not going to court-martial someone who was selling, you know, Hillary was a spy. She was selling information all over the world, to Ukraine, to Russia, to the Muslim, to Muslim Brotherhood, all of that. Okay, but you're going to let her walk around free.
Well,
okay. You know, and we prosecuted people for espionage in this country before, but it seems to be that if your husband is a cocaine induced rapist, pedophile, and you're a rapist, lesbian, cocaine, pedophile, and you're the governor of Arkansas, and then get elected president, and then appoint all these other people, and you make a dirty book of all the dirty laundry, you can get away with anything in this country.
Yep.
And this is what A.G. Barr is afraid of. He just doesn't want to do anything. I don't know whether he's part of the conspiracy or whether he's just shitting in his pants, scared to do anything.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think what Virgil's trying to say there is there is no justice, okay? There is no justice for the ruling class, all right? We have not been free men and women for a while. We are nothing more than subjects to the elitists. Our politicians
right.
and those, there's probably only a handful of them, well, maybe two handfuls, Congress and Senate, that are probably actually honest. And that's not bad enough. You have the entrenched bureaucrats, unelected bureaucrats, who think they know what's better for the country than we the people know. And this is what our forefathers warned us of. It's a government that has gone rogue. And I don't, Donald Trump, if anybody could fix it, Donald Trump would have been the president of Canada. But you have to be deaf, dumb, and blind to see that man is standing alone except for us that back him up. There is
yep.
Everybody at D.C. wishes he would step on a landmine. I mean, the man is hated in D.C., there's no fixing that cesspool through elections. And we're the people, we're going to have to step up, go to D.C., and demand this come to an end and do the job ourselves. And I'm not calling for violence, because all you have to do is look at Iceland. Iceland did it.
Yeah.
They had a million plus people show up at their capital, and they surrounded the capital, and they demanded that people sent down, and there were politicians and bankers, lots of them, that went to jail, and they peacefully took their country back. And mm-hmm. that is what these people are so scared of. They want me fighting with Juju over there because he's a Democrat, and Shaquille over there because he's black, and all that. And that's the one thing. That's what all this division's been about. And it really kicked into high gear under Obama. They do not want us standing together as Americans. That's where all
exactly.
the isolated bullshit came in at, all that sort of thing. And as long as we allow this to happen, we're going to be what we are right now. And I'm sorry, and I hate to say, I'm not trying to offend anybody, but we are nothing better than subjects. We are served to our government.
You are right, Russell. You are right, Russell. And this is not only a conspiracy within our borders. This is a worldwide conspiracy, okay? And it's a worldwide conspiracy, and it starts within our borders in New York, Derek, at a building called the United Nations.
Yeah.
Okay? once this is all over with, and hopefully, God willing, and the creek don't rise, that Donald John Trump is going to get sworn in. He's going to remain the president. And you can tell him I said this next time you talk to him. All right. The United States needs to get the hell out of the UN, and the UN needs to get the hell out of the United States. And if he does not do that on his second term, then he needs to go see somebody.
All right. I agree with you.
All right.
What do you think
I want
about
to say,
Hurricane?
Yeah, Hurricane, speak up.
Oh, hey. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
What's up, Hurricane?
So, Virgil.
Hey.
Hi, Virgil. Russell, Joseph, and people I don't know. It's me, Hurricane Ann from Wolfpack Radio, and their sister. Virgil, are you truckers going to do a boycott? Are y'all going to stop on the roads like they're talking about?
I have no idea. I'm here. Russell just brought it to my attention earlier this evening with a phone call. I've been looking into it. I'm hearing yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. As far as I know, if Biden tries to shut the country down because of the COVID-19 hoax again, the truckers, a lot of truckers saying they're not going through that mess again. They're not going through it again.
God, do you know that they pulled him back? He doesn't have the electorals yet earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what we're hearing, but, you know.
Yeah.
They've
got Pennsylvania,
you know,
that's taken off, and Arizona and some other places. And right now he doesn't have the electoral votes. And then their bar called for an investigation. And then several states, I believe it's Ohio, Missouri, are suing the state of Ohio and the state of Missouri are suing the state of Pennsylvania. And the Ohio legislators have also – asked the Supreme Court to pull out that decision they made about the extending the valid date. So, looking really nice, you know, looking really nice. One more thing before y'all hang up, though. But, Russell, I got you some Kevlar gloves for the front line just in case things go south since you're my captain, okay? I'll bring them to you.
All right, love you.
Okay, and here's the thing y'all need to look for if y'all the ones counting them votes. Look for votes from Jeffrey Epstein, Charles Manson, George Floyd, and Orville and Wilbur Wright, John F. Kennedy, Charles Whitman, and all them other people. You know, y'all need to look into that and see if any of those names are on those ballots.
Did you see that one story? I forget I think it was Wisconsin or Michigan. One of the votes that came in was from a man that was born in 1850.
Yep, I saw that. He was 170 years old.
Oh yeah. Hey, y'all know what I did? I went in and I Googled. I put, "Did my vote count in Texas?" And I pulled up a website, and I was able to go in there and put our names in it. And I only voted once. Keith only voted once. My roommate only voted once. And my dead people, my dad, I forgot to check Ron's, but my dad and my brother and Nancy did not vote dead. And then Poppy in the nursing home did not vote. So it doesn't look like in Bell County that we got hit with the harvesting real bad, you know. But it was balancing, you know,
right.
A lot of.
In New Mexico, New Mexico did. Ted Cruz announced yesterday New Mexico's under investigation right now and everything.
Well, I was
hearing
chatter that it was going red, that it was supposed to go red.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be the surprise.
Yeah, and I've been saying that. I said this, you know.
And like a miracle, like the drill instructor in Full Metal Jacket told Private Pyle, if he'd have wanted your ass up there, if God would have wanted your ass on top of that obstacle, he could have miracled your ass up there by now. Okay, all of a sudden, 90% with this vaccine from Pfizer, 90% with the COVID vaccine. Oh my God, it's a miracle. It's a miracle.
Yep.
Look up in the
Magic
sky. Jesus is going to come down any minute. Imagine
that.
Biden's being called. Biden's being called the winner. Kamala has proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that a whore can screw her way to the top. We've got a coronavirus vaccine now that's 90%, and all of a sudden, Jesus is going to come down from heaven and going to make everything all right. You know, I guess when the dead rise, I guess those votes will count.
Right. I said that earlier, Virgil. It's like, you know, but, you know, we've said this on the show. How many times is this was going to happen? How many times, guys, did we prove that this was going to happen? And here we are. We said this for months.
And I mean every major media, and not only the news, these talk shows, okay? These talk shows. Oh, congratulations, Kamala. Congratulations, Kamala. And if you look at these celebrities like Halle Berry, okay, which, you know, she's a beautiful woman, but, you know, she got issues. And, like, oh, she's an inspiration to all women. She's an inspiration to this, an inspiration to that. And, I mean, it's just sickening. It's just sickening. I put my TV, I had to turn my TV, other than Maury Povich finding out who the baby daddy is today. I've been watching reruns of NCIS Los Angeles, Chicago PD, and the other crime show on here, Special Victims Unit.
Yeah, I got a three book. I got three books. I'm like, I got to do something. I can't watch TV. Obviously, we don't have cable. We canceled Fox and everything like a year ago.
Even Susan, my wife. You know,
she's mad.
She's pretty much ho hum. You know what's going to happen. Even she got sick of hearing it today. Behind this, she's getting fed up, and I know when Susan's getting fed up. If anybody knows my wife, if Susan's getting fed up with this, everybody getting fed up with it.
Yep.
Everybody's getting fed up with it.
Yep. Well,
so,
you know, Derek, how are things looking in your way in New York? Are they doing recounts down up there? I mean, we haven't really heard much. Yes, we have, Derek.
Hey, Anna, yeah, it is.
Hello, Derek. I didn't know you were on
there.
Hey,
yeah, I am on. Yeah, same here, dear. Yeah, in New York, the recount haven't started, but I can tell you New York is red itself. You know, all the upstate is red. Even Rockland County turned red. New York is red. They say 43%. That's a lie. They called the election 15 minutes after the polls closed. That's impossible. We had election primaries. And now we're up to July. It took them, what, almost 3 months to count one congressperson, Maloney, to get her votes counted. So how in the hell can we close the election, call the election at 15 minutes after the polls are closed. But I can tell you New York is red. I have a lot of support in New York all over the damn place, and so do other people. So New York is really red. Y'all don't know that, but it is. New York is red. If it wasn't for the cheating, Trump would have won the state of New York also. So
things are red, like I said,
fraud, complete fraud.
The thing is, Derek, what got me about the New York, you know, kind of up in the air, you know. Nothing personal, but New York is kind of like California, you know. Both states have a lot in common with a box of granola. You know, whatever ain't fruit and nuts is flakes, okay? can we agree on that?
Okay. No, I'm not going to agree with
but,
that.
But anytime that a black woman and several black women come out with black paint and start painting over the Black Lives Matter mural on the street and no black people jump their ass and beat the hell out of them. The cops have to arrest them. That's saying something right there. That's kind
right.
of saying something right there. So
I'm gonna have to
agree with you to an extent on that. That you have a lot of Republican and conservative supporters in New York, and
right.
and the, that this governor you got, Fredo Senior, I call him, Cuomo. That man needs to either check himself in the Betty Ford or that son of a bitch needs Jesus or something. He ain't right in the head.
Right.
Something's wrong with him.
Right. And how are you looking in the polls so far? I know the election is next year on your part, but how's it looking, brother?
Looking good so far. I'm confident I would take him out without a doubt. I'm confident that. You know, we have our issue up there is illegal aliens voting in our elections. So I have a remedy for that also. I won't say it on the radio, but I have a remedy for that. And after that, we're going to be voter ID, hopefully fingerprint ID. I have some former NSA friends of mine that have designed this for our voting purposes. So we can have the fingerprint voter ID coming up once I get to be governor. We will enact that in the state of New York so we can get rid of all the non-citizens voting in our elections.
Right. That was one of our ideas we threw out to, wasn't it, with the fingerprinting and stuff?
Gary, can I tell you something? Oh, can I tell
sure,
Derek something? Okay, so
sure.
When I went to go vote, it was the first day of early voting in Texas, and I was standing in line, and a lady was in front of me, and a man was behind me. And I guess she thought I was a Democrat, and so she was talking to me real bad about all the Republicans, how they were stealing the ballot boxes and this and that. And I was like, really? Huh? You know? And I was just kind of going along with her. And then she said something about Cuomo, and I said, oh. I said, yeah. I said my friend's running for governor of New York, and she's like, really? I said, yeah. He's fixing to take the governor out. I was like, everybody's on his side. I said, his name is Derek Gibson. He's a badass. And I said, I'm going up there and party with him on the governor yard. We're having a barbecue. He already promised. And she's like, you're wrong. Everybody, no one's going to vote for him. Everybody loves the governor. I said, no, he killed all the people in the nursing home. And she goes, nobody believes that. I said, everybody believes that in New York. They know it's a fact. I said, do you even talk to people in New York? I said, Derek Gibson's taking this. You know?
Right,
she got on
right.
the phone and wouldn't say nothing else to me. And then the guy behind me came up to me, behind me, and he said, these damn Democrats, they don't know what the hell they're talking about, you know? So,
right.
Well,
you got me in
Russell.
Trouble, Derek. You got me in trouble.
Right. Well, the media give that vibe out that Cuomo is well. Like, Cuomo is polling at 7%. He's hated. He's really hated in the state of New York. But the media display it to the world that he's so popular because they wanted him to actually be vice president or run for president, and they're trying to up his image to the nation, knowing full well if he ran for president, he wouldn't even get New York itself. So that's just media hype. The media brainwashed people. That's their narrative. That's what they do.
Well, Derek, Russell, look. Here's what I want y'all. I'm gonna point this out, and I guarantee y'all are gonna laugh. Okay. The executive orders that Biden is supposedly signing right now with no authority, the Paris climate thing, that's one of them, the World Health Organization, but here's the one most of all, okay? He's claiming we need to get a handle on this COVID-19. Another 200,000 people are going to die if we don't. Blah, 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 blah. But I'm going to sign an executive order rescinding the ban on Muslim countries for immigration into the United States. Now,
yeah, I saw that.
Okay, now, wait a minute. Okay, you're going to get a handle on a virus in the United States that is so much of a concern, this pandemic, which has a 97% survival rate, but you're going to allow immigration from countries that don't have a handle on it already. You know, I mean, is it just me, or does that sound asinine?
That sounds insane.
Right, right.
You know,
they took this. They took this virus and they knew it was election year, and they used it to their full advantage. You know, that's just
okay.
What they did, plain and simple. So, you know, it makes absolutely no sense what is coming out these people's mouths. If you just sit down and listen to it, you'll be like, this shit makes absolutely no sense. None whatsoever.
Okay, it's like
I just
trying to find the answer to these two questions. Okay, number one, how do you stand backwards on a flight of stairs? Number one. Okay, number two, if you pull the pins on three hand grenades, how long can you juggle them? You know,
right.
I mean, this it just makes no sense whatsoever. This guy makes no sense whatsoever. And it's not the illegitimate votes that worry me. The illegitimate votes are going to be found out. It's the legitimate votes that he got.
Right.
Think about the mental. Think about the mental capacity of the people that actually walked out of their home, got in their car, drove to the polls,
stood in line,
and actually flipped the switch.
Yeah,
for this idiot.
Right.
That's what worries me. And these people all out of greed. That's why I take, you know, I'm not sure about my position on this abortion stuff, because, you know, I mean, yeah, abortion, little babies dying and all of this here, it breaks my heart. But from a military standpoint, if the liberals of today want to murder the liberals of tomorrow that will vote for the same person down the line 30 years from now, hey, thanks for the help, fellas. You know, that's all I can say. I'm sorry to look at that. You know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So, you know, with same sex marriage, sexual transmitted diseases, abortion, you know, I mean, hey, thanks for the help, fellas. Thanks for the help. You're saving me a lot of money on bullets.
Right. But here's the thing, guys, you know, our job right now, you know, is trying to calm our listeners and everything. And, you know, I hope they take it to heart in what we're saying. I was like, yeah, I pulled my hair out, Virgil. I was getting the ass in there like you were.
Joseph, the thing is that what got me was when Sheriff Stassi called me and asked me if I had heard about anybody threatening to pull hate crimes should this go Joe Biden's way. And I told him, I said, Brett, I'm talking to these people. I'm not going to mention any names to you now. I said, but if they persist, I'm going to mention names. And you got my full blessing to pick them up. But
I'm telling you, you
just got some ignorant people out there, Derek. We got some ignorant fucking people out there that just want to retaliate, that just want to be hateful towards anybody.
Let me get a word in here, Virgil.
Go ahead.
No, we've never been, excuse me, about hate crime. We don't do that. That's not who we are.
Right.
And anybody thinking about retaliating against some person because for another reason, color, creed, whatever, it will not be tolerated. Don't let us come across it because we will put an end to it. But on the flip side of that, I disagree wholeheartedly with what Joseph said a while ago. Do not fucking back down. Do not. Right now is an important time. We will be vigilant. We will stand shoulder to shoulder. We will not back down. We will not give an inch until this is settled the way it's supposed to be. And that is not inciting any kind of violence towards anyone. We we're going to take this fight to them all the way.
Exactly. And, you know, and I said that, you know, to back down and stand your ground, but back down from this violence right now. That's what I said earlier.
What violence, Joseph? Who's been violent?
The violence that, you know, me and Virgil, we're getting ass end of a lot of things right now because people are wanting violence, and we're trying to calm the storm and say no. That's not who we are. Okay?
Well,
back down from going out there and doing stupid shit, but stand your ground. That's what I'm saying.
But, you know,
stand your ground.
We should be categorizing hate. The hate thing. Hate. What is a hate crime? All crimes are hate crimes. Every single one is not
exactly.
A group of hate
Thank
crime.
You.
Regardless
Thank
of what
you,
the government put out there, it's not a group. Any crime is a hate crime. I don't care what nobody say. Mm-hmm. So, hey, we need to stop grouping and categorizing things where if you do this to this type of person, it's a hate crime. No. Anything you do to any person is a hate crime, and you should be held accountable for it. I disagree
right.
exactly.
with the government laboring things as
exactly.
hate crime.
If
yeah.
you bring
you know,
unwarranted, if you bring unwarranted violence against anyone, it is a hate crime.
Exactly.
So
we don't need
just
to
like some of these people
too much.
Some of these people I'm talking to, I'm not gonna mention the affiliation or anything, but I'm just gonna mention where they're from: Bogalusa, Louisiana. Denham Springs, Louisiana, some places, McNeese, Arkansas, and places like that. These people are affiliated with very distasteful groups, and they're advocating 1960s type stuff of firebombing churches, certain meeting places, other certain religious organizations, things like that. And I am telling them flat out that we are not going to tolerate that. We are not going to side with that. And we are not going to let you tarnish our good name as patriots of the United States of America by your perversion of what is going on. We have a system in this country. We have a system in this country. It is not a perfect system, but it is the best system in the world. And we're going to let that system run through. We're going to let that system run through.
But Virgil,
let me tell you.
Can I just say one thing first?
Yeah. Go ahead. And?
Look. Yeah, because here's the deal. Like, you know, I'm always the one going, calm down. Virgil, you're too violent. Russell, settle down. But in the reality of the matter is, if Joe Biden, for some godforsaken reason, if Donald Trump concedes and Joe Biden is called the president, we are going to have to get our hands dirty because we're not going to survive. Our heads are on the chopping block. They literally have lists with our names on it. And I think when that happens, that's the same as when shit hits the fan. Because this AOC has made a list with our names on it. You don't think we're not going to be a target? You know I'm going to be a target. Y'all know I would be a target. Joseph, you're all going to be a target. Derek,
oh, I know.
Derek,
we've been saying that for a long time.
Let Russell get in. Let me give y'all a good analogy of where we are. Think back to 1938, 39, 40, Germany. These people, the left, and let me tell you, Kamala Harris will be president shortly. That's a done deal if Donald Trump concedes. All right? They made their list. They call them accountability list. Okay, the American patriot has just become the Jews of 1938 Germany, period.
You are correct about that.
Yep.
But no, guys, we've been on this list hurricane since you see, since you and me, girl, since we exploited Uranium One, all the other bullshit that's been going after. We've known that we've been on the list.
Well, I used to have that shirt that said the President's Terrorist, a proud member of the President's Watch List, Terrorist Watch List. But this is a little bit more seriously than I think even with Barack Obama, which fired our ass up, didn't it, Russell? We was training every weekend. But look at Derek. Derek don't stand a snowball chance in hell. He's surrounded in New York. If they turn over like that, he's going to be in a lot of trouble. Derek, you got to get the hell out of there, buddy. If things go bad, I'll worry about you, Delman. Your family, so sweet.
Well, not, and I am not violent. I'm realistic. Okay,
you're have
I'm
to
realistic.
If they come after us.
Okay, if somebody walks up to me with their fist balled up, you damn right, I'm going to get the first punch in. Okay, because hey, it's like this, you know, if you got to guess, you're dead. And if you just made a wrong decision, well, you, the judge, Jesus, and the grand jury are just going to have to work that out at a later date.
Right.
You know, everybody makes mistakes. You know, I mean, there's such a thing as friendly fire. It happens all the time. You know, but, I mean, you know, I don't want this. I don't want – I've seen a civil war with my own eyes. I have seen – what it can do to a society, to a city, to a people, to innocent people, especially children. Okay, I have seen this with my own eyes, and I don't want this. I don't want it. But for some reason, it's I'm like Michael Corleone. It just keeps pulling me back in. I try to get out, and it just pulls me back in. I mean, you know, I mean, it's just, I guess me and Russell just have the same mentality. You know, we got this put into us in the Marine Corps that you just don't walk off and just leave people behind to fend for themselves. You know, defenseless people. I mean, you just can't do it. I can't do it. Russell can't do it. You know, and I mean, Russell's almost 60 years old. I'm almost 60 years old. You know, we've lived our life. If we catch a hit from an enemy weapon, and, you know, we got to climb the golden ladder, that's fine. That's fine. If we go to prison, hey, life in prison ain't going to be that long for us. So, but the thing is, it's just pulling us back in, and after all the shit we've been through, you know, after watching people that we love die for this country, you know, after you've carried body bags and everything else, this here, you know, you get the feeling that they died for nothing. And we can't let them go out like that. We can't let their memory go down like that. I mean,
exactly.
I'm sorry. I just can't. I just can't do it. I just cannot do it.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm trying. I'm having to restrain myself, and I know Russell's having to restrain himself. You know, every time I go to one of these truck stops, and I see you, and what I've seen a couple of weeks ago at a truck stop, and y'all probably not going to believe this. I watched this guy. He had to be from the West Indies, Ethiopia, some place like that. He pulled up to the fuel pump at a Love's truck stop, and he gets out the truck. Well, his lady gets out of the truck, and she's got one of them burkas on from head to toe. All you can see is two eyeballs. That's it. Then he takes three children out of the truck. So all five of them are living in a Freightliner condo sleeper, hauling a refrigeration truck, and he blocks off the pump, and they go inside to get something to eat. And you got some mad truckers, that, you know, because we like to fuel and go, because, you know, time is money with us. And they started getting on his ass or whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, what has she got under that burqa? You know, does she have a bomb, a AK-47 or something? You know,
right.
Because you don't know what these people are going to do. They're unspooled.
Exactly.
And, it's things like that that get people fired up. And you know, and they're gonna lift the ban and let more of these people in. And you know, I mean, Ann said the whole time she was in Australia, and she saw that it creeped her out, and it does creep you out.
Yeah,
you know,
I was seeing her here. I saw her in Las Vegas not too long ago, Virgil, and it creeped me out seeing them getting out of the cars going over to Smith's grocery shopping. Dressed in a hijab.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck?
And we know we don't see burgers in Texas where I'm in the country. But in Korea, it was so hot. And we were at the zoo, you know, I mean, and to see hundreds of these ladies at the zoo with all this full burgers on was quite a shock for me, for this little Texas country girl, okay? I mean, it freaked me out. But this one lady, she had a baseball cap stuck on the top of her burka, so I filmed her for Casual Friday. They're taking selfies, and I was like, why are they taking selfies? I mean, you can't see,
right.
You know? That don't make no sense.
I got
right?
some breaking news. I got some breaking news. Hold on, guys. Derek, I don't know if you heard this yet. It says, breaking U.S. DOJ elections, crime branch director Richard Pigger has resigned in response to Attorney General William Barr's memo authorizing an election fraud investigation. Just broke out.
Well, Trump was firing people today too.
So they're going. I don't know what that was about, but it just flashed on the news screen. But and it's by New York Times.
Well, all of this, Joseph, I think Russell will agree with me. It's all a little too. You know, it's a whole lot, but it's a little too late. You know, from day one, Trump should have started cleaning the house. From day one, he should have started cleaning the house.
Yeah, but Virgil.
He did. He restructured the whole FBI. Everybody there was fired. Every one of those people
Virgil,
were fired at the FBI. He's been cleaning house.
But Virgil, you got to understand, Trump wasn't a politician. He didn't know who all the good guys and all the bad guys were. He thought he'd made some good choices. Hell, I thought he made a couple good choices that turned out to be complete asshats, man. You got to remember, our president wasn't a politician. He didn't know all this. And I think the swamp's a lot deeper than he even thought it was. And
he said it once the other day. He said it was deeper than he ever dreamed.
And I don't trust A.G. Barr any further than I can throw him. Really? Oh, my God, yay, the DOJ
right.
and the FBI are investigating voter fraud. Yeah, we got this. People, who in the hell initiated this whole damn coup, the FBI and the DOJ? And all
okay,
the same
Russell.
People are still there without, except for a handful of them, who of which none – let me repeat that. None, zero, nada. I love you, long time round guys. Full prosecuted.
Well, Russell, on that, I'm gonna say this. Okay, when they found out that they were bugging the Trump campaign and all of this, okay, and everybody threw their hands up. Oh, we didn't know nothing about this. We didn't know DOJ, FBI. Blah, blah, blah. We didn't know nothing about
right.
this. Well, you see, my mom had an old remedy for that. You see, when me and my two brothers, when one of us did something wrong and didn't admit it, guess what? We all got our ass beaten with that yardstick.
Yeah.
Because her philosophy was, if I beat all three of your asses, I'm going to get the right one.
Yep. My dad had that same philosophy, brother. One of us got it, we all got it.
So my point is, when that happened, he should have, put the brakes on everything else. Everybody, ma'am, you my secretary, Get out that notepad full of them pink slips. We're going to fill some out right here now. On down to the janitor that Obama hired for the White House.
So, Derek, what's your? You got anything else you want to add, or we're about near the end of the show?
What I say is, like I said from the beginning of the show, everybody need to calm down, but you need to fight. Calm down. Don't start anything. Don't be all off in la la land. Stick to what is going on. If you see something, say something. Make sure it's legitimate and go from there, because the ball has started rolling. And the media is now, some of the media is pulling back on. And just remember, when the media call an election, that is absolutely nothing. It haven't been certified. So it's like Joe Biden have won. No, Joe Biden have won.
Right.
That's just the media. People need to learn that. It's just the media. So we need to pull back and let this thing play out while we fight. And if you can make it to D.C. on Saturday, you should be there. We're going to have way up in the millions of people there on Saturday. We're going to shut it down on Saturday. D.C. will be shut down. We'll come to a halt. We'll surround the Supreme Court. Our voices will be heard. And if you would like to support me for New York State Governor, please make your donation at Gibson for New York NYSGovernor.com.
Okay, and Derek, the exception to the rule on that is, in New York, if you're walking down the street and you should happen to run up on Whoopi Goldberg, please yell my name and punch that bitch right in the mouth, please.
Well, by me being a man, I can't do that.
Well, you could have your daughter do it. You could have her.
Now we talk.
Well, she's a lesbian and she carries a gun, so I think it'll be a fair fight.
Yeah, there you go. We got something in common. Both of us carry a gun.
They don't know Diamond like we do, huh, Derek?
Right. Right.
So he said Gibson for NYS Governor.com, right?
Yeah, .com.
Did I say that right? Okay, so
that's
Derek,
it, you said it right.
4-F-O-R, and then NYS.
No, it's not Derek. It's Gibson. It's just Gibson.
Oh, Gibson.
Yeah.
Gibson, and then 4 is F-O-R, and then NYS for New York State, governor.com.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. All right.
So anyway, it's that time, guys. Do you want to go on for another 45 minutes, or do you want to call it?
No, I got to go load to Exxon, and I got to haul it to Virginia in the morning. So you guys want to go on. I'm gonna call it a night.
But
if I hear anything about the truckers are going to shut it down, I will call you and Joseph and Gunny, and I will let you know if the truckers are going to shut this down, because I don't think they're going to go through this mess again with this, with this COVID thing at these truck stops, you know, because when this was going on, I mean, they had security guards at truck stops wouldn't let us get out the truck and fuel unless we put a mask on, you know, and I mean, it just got outrageous. It just got super stupid.
And I heard it was going to be, Carmelita called me and told me the same thing. We heard it was going to be the 29th when they was going to shut it down, the truckers.
Well, if they're going to do it, they didn't tell me nothing about it.
Right.
They might do it sooner because, you know, truckers are impatient too. They're like, the article I was reading said nobody loves Trump more than truckers. They love him. And they will shut this down, and it will bring people to their knees. And I was like, wow, that's pretty bold. But then again, they can live out of their trucks for a long period of time. You know, they got AC and everything, you know, beds, bathrooms. I was married to a trucker, so not bad.
Well, two years ago, I got snowed in Ogallala, Nebraska, at a rest area. All right, for 3 days. Okay. It was me and two other owner operators was at that rest stop, and we couldn't move for 3 days. And those other two didn't have food. Let me tell you something. You want to make a good friend? Have somebody starving in a truck, and you got a shitload of ramen noodles and cup of soups and tuna fish. Let me tell you what. I made two of the best friends in the world right then and there in 3 days. So
right.
So we do have to live out of those trucks, and they learned the hard way that you keep groceries in that truck during the winter time. You keep a lot of groceries in your truck because you don't know where you're going to be, and you don't know where you're going to be stuck at. Because if you're out, and Ann and Russell, you can testify to this. Once you get past, Fort Worth up in that area, going up to El Paso or whatever in that area around there,
uh-huh.
There is nothing. There is nothing.
Oh, I know.
Nothing.
Yep.
Nothing. Nothing.
You know,
bone,
I was thinking about
no.
What you just said about that cold weather and stuff. You must be right, because when I met Russell, I was out in a field in the middle of nowhere in Texas, in the middle of nowhere, and it was below freezing. And it was two different militias that kind of ran into each other, and it was really cold. And I'm over there kicked back, and I got this badass fire. I got hot chocolate and little marshmallows and everything on top of the. I about kicked back. I was totally in control of survival. And Russell was like just drawn over there, right, Russell? And we started being best friends from that day. So I guess maybe when you do give him, I gave him hot chocolate. So there you go. Maybe you're right about that.
Yeah, but you got to watch Russell. He's real slick. I guarantee you he'll be hiding behind a piece of sagebrush chewing on some crayons while you starving to death. You know.
No, he won't.
You
won't.
Gotta watch
right. Right, Russell. I'll be out there low crawling in the ditch. He knows me.
Yeah.
Right. But anyway, guys, we'll go ahead and close the show, Derek. Thank you, my brother, for answering the call when I need you.
Yes, thank you, Derek, for coming in, and I hope all the best for you, man. You're a trooper. You know, for anybody that stands up against the establishment, against the elitists, you're all the way hardcore, man. And I hope all the best for you, man. And I hope you get this, and I hope you straighten out a lot of bullshit that's going on around that New York area, especially with them chicken shit gun laws y'all got.
Thank you. It was an honor being on your show. Love to come back at any time.
If you have
any hot tips, text them to me so I can get an exclusive, Derek. I love to hear what's going on in New York.
Well, I got one for you, Ann. I got a hot tip for you right now, Ann.
All right, give it to me.
Don't never bet on a horse named Tripod.
That's a good one.
Right.
Wait, did Virgil actually make me laugh? That's a miracle. Did you make me laugh, Virgil? You know I never laugh at your jokes. You did. It's a miracle.
Oh, I got another one for you if you want to hear it.
All right, don't break it, though. I already laughed once. All right, try it.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, when Biden was vice president, he was in the men's room. All right, he was standing in front of the urinal, and all of a sudden Michelle Obama ran in and stood at the urinal next to him, lifted up her dress, she pulled it out, and it hit the bottom of the urinal. Plop! He looked at Joe Biden and said, "Phew, I just made it, Joe." Joe looked over, and he looked down at it. He said, "Damn, Michelle, can you make me one of those in white?"
Oh, my God.
Right. Sorry about that, Sarah. I know Sarah's probably laughing on the ground right now. But anyhow, we'll go ahead and close off. We'll come back tomorrow. If we hear anything, we'll let you know. And like I said, everybody needs to stop paying attention to the media, please. They're a big part of it. All right? So.
Yes. Please,
anyhow,
please don't do anything stupid to screw anything up. Please. Please out there. Everybody just please.
Yeah, I agree with you. But it is really scary with them putting our names on a list. It is pretty scary, you know?
Yeah, and we've known this since the Uranium One hurricane. When you and I exposed that, we knew we were on a hit list.
Yeah, but I think the Camilla is more dangerous. I really do. Because let me tell you something, y'all. On this research, okay, on this last video, can I just say this? I don't know if y'all watched my newest video on that As Above, So Below series, but I actually found more stuff that I was even afraid to put in my video, okay? And in some of my research that I found, all of the research that I found while I was researching this Mojave Desert and these underground bunkers and stuff, it all led back to China again, okay? And also I found some PDFs and some letters that were forwarded, not just to Diane Feinstein, but to Camilla Harris. So she's dirty as hell, okay? I pretty much got her tied up with the Chinese for sure, okay? So I think she's a real serious threat, and the research that I've done is pretty alarming. And I didn't even want to put it in my video because it was just I really felt like I'd get killeried on some of that stuff, you know? So I didn't, because I'd rather live to see another day. You know what I mean? So anyways, but yeah, I think she's really crooked. She's a lot more crooked than we realized, okay?
Right, right. So anyhow, you guys, Derek, be safe out there. Keep me posted. We're watching your tweets on Twitter and everything. So basically that's where we get a lot of real information on, is all this getting together and confirming a lot of things. So, you know, but again, don't pay attention to news media and stuff like CNN, Fox News, and all that. Pull away from all that. I pulled away from my station here in New Mexico. They're full of shit. So I actually got into a fight with a news anchor man earlier. But let me tell you, Trump has this. He will get it. He'll be president. Guaranteed.
Right. And if you don't, you know, God is in control. So whatever happens, you know, hey, I'm good with it.
Right, right.
He
but
will.
It ain't going to be Joe Biden or Harris. So that's something.
No, it'll be Trump. Trump won this. He's the maestro.
Yeah.
He's got it all lined up. So I trust the plan.
Well, you know, what surprised me for months, because I analyzed a lot of stuff, got information. I even said New York, New Mexico, all these blue states were going to flip red. And they should have. Big time.
I think they did. I think New York and California went red. As a matter of fact, earlier in the show, I actually texted Derek and told him that. I was like, I think they flipped.
Yep.
I want to recount. I want to audit. The things I saw in New York and what the movement that Derek started in New York is insane. There's no way. I really believe. I mean, they shut down bridges there, you know? I mean, New York is when they love Trump, and then California is when psycho over Trump. There's no way that California didn't go red. So New York flipped.
Yeah, it was the same here.
That's what we did. We shut it down.
Yep. I heard it was like 5 or 6 miles long or 90 miles long or something with traffic up there.
We had almost 10,000 people when we stopped at the rally at Palisade Mall up there.
That's amazing.
But we shut it down. We shut it down.
Yep.
And we shut down more all the way back to the city. We wasn't playing.
I just think New York went red. I really believe New York went red. I think with them cutting the police and the riots and the businesses going down, I think they had enough, and I think enough people red-pilled them, like Derek, you know, like just, hey, you know.
Yep.
I think it was going to be one of the biggest surprises with
New York.
And
a lot of our
listeners. It's not fair for New York.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And a lot of our listeners are from New York. We get a lot of New York listeners, you know, and everything.
New York listeners, go on my website and donate your $5 and $10. I need it. I'm trying to get my bus on the road and get my RV on the road. So if you're in New York, even anywhere in the United States of America, you're a patriot, go on my website, Phantom 5 or $10, please.
And I'll donate
Friday. I will tonight.
I get paid Friday, brother. I'll donate to you, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Love you, my man. Anytime.
Or nysgovernor.com.
Correct.
And tell DJ I'm a... Tell DJ I'm in Facebook jail again, so that's why he hasn't heard from me.
Will do.
All right.
Will do.
All right, everybody. We're going to go off the air. You all be good. Be safe out there. Till then, good night, America.
God bless America.
Good night.
No wonder. going on in life, but my dreams.